Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Tes Amud Beis one line before the end of the Amud. So the Gemara V'Loi B'Merkava B'Yochid. You can't teach Ma'aseh Merkava to a Yochid. Ask the Gemara Oid He K'Rabbi Akiva. Is this also only like Rabbi Akiva? Because the first two parts of the Mishnah, the Gemara said it's according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Is this like Rabbi Akiva as well? So the Gemara no. Divrei Kol He. In order for one to have respect for the covenant of Hashem. Continues the Gemara Davyud Amud Alef. Now the Mishnah told us that you cannot teach to a Yochid El Ken Chocho Mein V'Daitoy, only if he's smart and knows on his own. How will the Rav know if this Talmid knows on his own? Must be the Talmud will come and dash in front of the Rav. Ask the Gemara, Lo Ken Omar Rav Ein Odom Rosh Eloim Adover Keneged Raboy Elim Ken Roy Shemesh. Meaning one cannot say in front of his Rebbe only things that he saw and he was mishamish to Rebbe. Can't say something else. How will the Rebbe know if his chacham maybe midaitoi? Says the Gemara, Ketzadu Aisei B'tchilo Raboi Pesach L'Rosh Pesukim U'maskim. Meaning the Rebbe will start with some ideas and he will see how the Talmud responds and agrees and ends it. There was a Talmud who darshan wrongly Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rebbe, and he got punished for it. HaTorah zu doyma l'shnei shvilim is like two pathways, echad she'or ve'echad she'shelek. One is fire and one is snow. Hito b'zeh meis ma'or. If he goes to the right, he goes to one side, he'll be burned in the fire. Hito b'zu meis ma'shelek. If he turns to the other side, he's going to die in the snow. Ma'yaseh alech be'emtza. Meaning it's a very narrow pathway to say the exact right thing without making mistakes in Ma'aseh Merkava. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ma'alech ladech roi chev ala chamor. He's on his donkey. V'ablozo ben aroch ma'alech achora was behind him. Omer Rebbe, hashneini perek echod b'maisa merkova. He says, please teach me something in maisa merkova. Omer Rebbe, lekach shonu chachomi v'loi b'merkova, elim kenai yo, chocho mevi midaitoi. You can't teach to a Talmid unless he's chocho mevi midaitoi. Omer Rebbe, tashneini loi mer lefanecho, v'ma dover lefanecho oni. Let me tell you something. As we said, I want to show you that I know maisa merkova, I know something. Let me tell you something. Omer loi mer, he says, please say, once Blozman Benaroch starts saying Ma'aseh Merkava, Yod Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Mina Chamor, you went down from the donkey. Oh my, ain't no bedin. Is that right? She has Shemeh Kavod Koini. I'm going to hear Ma'aseh Merkava, which is the covenant of Hashem. And Yirochu v'al Chamor, and I'm riding a donkey. Holchu v'Yoshu lehem tachas Ilon Echot. They're sitting under one tree. V'Yod Eish Mina Shemaim v'Hikif Oisom. Came fire from Shemaim and surrounded them. The Malachim were dancing in front of them like people that dance in front of a chasson. Blozmanarach was giving his cheer. The one of Malachim says, yeah, what you're saying is right. This is Ma'aseh Merkava. The trees were singing as well. So he finished his shir, finished his drasha. Yochanan ben Zakkai came and kissed him on his head. V'omar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Avrom Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenoson LaAvrom Avinu Ben Chacham Yudea Lidroish B'Chvod Avinu Shu Hashemayim. Shmuel gave to the Avos HaGdoshim a son who was able to dash B'Chvod Avinu Shu Hashemayim. Yesh Lecha Noel Lidroish V'Ein Noel Mekayim. There is people that know to dash, but they don't keep. There's some that keep the mitzvah as well, but they don't know how to darshan. He does both. There's a child like Elozo Ben Aruch. They heard it. They also started darshan Ma'aseh Merkava. It was the middle of the summer. Meaning it got cloudy and rainy, and they had a rainbow. The place is open for you. And the place is set for you. You're invited to the third group sitting in front of the Shekhinah. There's a total of seven groups. You're invited to group number three. This goes like a mandomar. Soiva smochus esponecho sheva ki social tzadiki in los love. There's seven groups, and they were invited to group number three. Shumaisi Rabbishu Hashem Alech Badech Ben Zoyma Bo Kenegdoi. So Rabbishu is going away, and he sees Ben Zoyma in front of him. Shol Bishloim Revi Lo Yeshiva. He says Shalom Aleichem, and Ben Zoyma is not answering. So in the stands, Ben Zoyma is thinking and learning. Where are you exactly? I'm looking at Rashi's. The distance between the upper water and the lower water before the chalukah of Mayim Eloyim and Tachtonim, it was a space of one tefach. It says here, referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Gilu of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from above the water down here, and it says by an eagle. It floats above its chicks. He's close, but not very close. He's touching and not touching. That's the idea of a tefach. Ben Zoimom, he still doesn't understand my separations. And it was a few days after that Ben Zoimom was nifter because of the misunderstanding of my separations. There's three that said their Torah in front of their Rebbe. Rabbi Shul ifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva ifnei Rabbi Shul. Chananya ben Chachinoi ifnei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, they darshan and they were accepted whatever they said in front of the Rebbe. Mekan ve'eiloch ein daitom nikil. From here on, they don't have such a clear das to be marzah in front of the Rebbe. The four went into the paradis. A paradis is the literal meaning of paradis is an orchard. And Reb Chaim here quotes Rashi, Chagiga means olu lerekia al yedei shem. They came to Shemayim with a shem. V'loy olu mamesh el kimishol. They didn't actually go there. Kimisholu, it's more of a conceptual idea in the mind that they were misboining what's going on in Shemayim. Echod hitzis v'meitz. One looked in the wrong place and died. Echod hitzis v'nivgo. Another one looked in the wrong place and got hurt. Meaning he lost his mind. Echod hitzitz v'kitas benetiyas. Another one looked in the wrong place, and then he became a napi koyris, a koyfer. Echod nichas b'shalom v'yatz b'shalom. And one went in b'shalom, went out b'shalom. So the Gemara goes on and explains. Benazai hitzitz v'nivgo. He looked in the wrong place, and he lost his mind. You find honey, you eat enough. Don't eat too much. Eat too much, it's not going to be good for you. Also here, he saw too much. So to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to die, but there was no choice. Acher, he teaches the kitzes been in tears. Acher, where was called Acher? He became an apikoros. Mani Acher Elisha ben Avuyo shayoyreg Rebbe Torah. It's Elisha ben Avuyo that killed the Gedolei Torah. He became such an anti Torah and anti the religion that he killed the Gedolei Torah. So any Talmud he saw that was successful in his learning, he killed him. He would go into the Beis Medrash. He saw the children in front of the Melamdim. What are these children doing here learning Torah? He should be a builder. He should be a carpenter. He should be a hunter. He should be a tailor. So once they heard that they have such a potential in business, so they left the learning. Continues the Gemara that viewed them with base. I love because of Oimer al titen espicho lachti es besarecho. And the Hemshir Apostle is v'chibas ma'asi adecho, ruin your ma'asi adaim. So meaning, it says the Gemara, she'chibas ma'asi yod v'shaloi say she lost all the good things they did before. Or b'shad shum davi metanin eloi matlun. In the time of the Shemat, so the Goyim made Am Yisrael carry things on Shabbos. So what did the Jews do? In order to avoid the real Chilul Shabbos, Ha'miskamni mitun trei chad matul. So they made sure that two people carry one load. Shushnaim she'osu melocha achas. When two people do a melocha together, it's not Yisrael d'oraisa. Omar at oninun yechidoin. So he went and told the Goyim, make them carry each one on his own. So make sure they do Chilul Shabbos. Azlo v'taninun yechidoin, that's what they did. So the Jews, they were taking to unload in the Carmelis. So one way to avoid Yisro d'oraisa, they would unload in the Carmelis. Put in them glass that they cannot unload until they get to destination. That's what happened. They gave them glass on them. So that was Achir that became a full Rosh. Rabbi Akiva nichnas b'shalom v'yotzo b'shalom. He went in peace. He came out in peace. Halakos of Oymer mashcheini acharecho narutzo. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is Aviyani HaMelech HaDarov, the king brought me into the inner chambers to see what he has over there. The Gemara now brings the stories regarding Acher. Remeir Avi Yosef Dosh Beis Medrash Shodit Tveri. He's now shitting in Beis Medrash Shodit Tveri. Over Elisha Rabbi Rochiv al Susaya b'Yom Shuto. So Elisha ben Avuya Acher was riding a horse on Shabbos in front of the Bespetish. Also, Amrulei Harabucho lebars. They told him, Mary, you should know your Rebbe's outside. Pasuk lemi drasha, stopped his drasha. Nothing like Rebbe came out to him. Only my so Dorosham Yomedin. What did he dash? What did he teach today? That's what Acher asked from Meir. Omalei v'Hashem birach es achris. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is, es achris iyor mi rishisoi. Omalei v'mapatach beis, what did you explain? Omalei, with another Pasuk, v'is v'Hashem es kol ha-shalihir v'limishne, shekofel es kol ha-moinu. And the end iyor had much more than the beginning. Omal, v'ay demoivdim v'loi mishkachin. Min chaval, the people that we lost, Akiva Rabcho Alayah Dereshke, he dashed differently. Elav Hashem birach es achris iyor mi rishisoi, bishchus maisim the schus of that in the beginning, that gave him achris. Omer lei, uma, aiva avisa darshan toivan. What else do you darshan? Omer lei toivach is dover mirishiso. Another pasuk. Better the end than the beginning. Omer lei ma patach be, what did you darshan? Omer lei adam shoyli bonim bin arusso yvi mesu. He had children when he was young, and the children died. Ubiziknusso yvi niskaimu. When he was old, he had children, and they kept, they were there. Have it toivach is dover mirishiso. So it's better the end than the beginning. See, the person made business when he was young and he lost the money. In the end, he was successful. Sometimes the end is better than the beginning. Another case, someone learned Torah when he was young and he forgot. Then he learned Torah when he was older and he was able to keep it. The end is better than the beginning. It's chaval on people that we lost. He didn't dash like that. When the beginning is good, so then the end will be good. This is Achir, this tour is with me. My father, he was the father of Elisha. He was one of the Gedolim Yerushalayim. When it was my bris milah, brought all the Gedolim Yerushalayim into one house. And put Blazer Yeshua in one house. When they started eating and drinking, started clapping and dancing. They're busy with dancing. Let's learn Torah. They start learning Torah. Mina Torah, Lanavim from Torah, Tanavim, Minavim, Liksuvim, Tiksuvim. Can fire from Shemaim and surrounded him. What are you doing? You're causing fire in my house. It was like happy as the day the Torah was given in Sinai. It's like the fire wasn't seen, it was there as well. In addition, the Torah was given in fire. There's fire to the Shemayim. So in other words, this is not fire that's coming just for fire. It's fire because of Torah. My father answered, this is what Torah does, makes fire in the house. So if I have a son who's going to learn Torah, I'm going to take away, I'm not going to allow him to learn. So this is Acher to Rameir. My father didn't have Shem Shemayim that he wanted me to do the thing in Shem Shemayim. He cared about his own house and his own fire. So therefore, I didn't have an Acher. The ratio wasn't good. What else are you dashin? That's what Acher asked Rameir. You can't have an erich, can't have a value like of gold and glass. What do you say in that pasuk? It's very hard to get Torah like vessels of gold. The same as glass breaks very easily. You can lose Torah very easily. But same way, gold and glass. If they broke, you can fix them and bring them to the original state. Tamei Chacham, who lost his learning, can go back and learn again. When he said that, he said, by the way, I'm going down on my horse, and now we reached the end of Tchum Shabbos. You can't walk with me anymore because you're going out of the Tchum. How do you know this is Tchum Shabbos? I was looking at the footsteps of my horse, and I counted 2,000 Amo. You have all this chokmah that I just saw. You know so much. Why don't you do tshuva? I can't do tshuva. Omri Lama says, why not? Only Shepab Achatit Yovel Lefne Beis Kodesh Kadoshim. I was once going in front of Beis Kodesh Kadoshim. Rochuv Al Susi Piyom Kippurim Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. I was riding a horse on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos. Shavati Baskel Yoytzei Beis Kodesh Kadoshim Voim Meres. I heard a Baskel coming out and saying, Shuvu Bonim Chutz Me'Elisha Ben Avuyo Sheyod HaKoichi Yomar Adbi. Everybody can do Shuvu except Elisha Ben Avuyo, who knows me and he still rebelled against me. Says the Gemara, V'choldo min Hana, says, where did this come from to Acher that he rebelled so much? He was teaching that place. Sees a person climb a tree. And he took the Emel Bonim, he saw a nest. We had a mother and its chicks. He took them both against the Torah. He went down, everything was okay with him. Lemocha, the next day, he saw another man going to the top of the tree. He did exactly as the Torah said. He took the chicks and threw and sent away the mother. He came down, and a snake came and bit him, and he died. So you see, this is not Omar Ksiv Shalach Shalach Sehem. The Torah says to send the mother and take the children. You have long days. It will be good for you, and you have long days. There is no toiva nor riches yomim. He didn't know that Yaakov darshin. He'll be good for you not here in this world, but the world to come. The days of long days, which means lost love. The reward is not coming in this world, it's coming in the world to come. Some say that the reason he rebelled so much, he sees the tongue of Yehuda Nachtom that was killed, and it was in the mouth, and his tongue was being eaten by a dog, and it was bleeding. He was such a big dash, such a big Baal Taira, and that's his reward. Losher then says the return the right way. So Losher Shaya Gab Koyama was busy in Toyo, toiling in Toyo all his days. So Toyo Vizus Khaiwa, Toyimish Matanskai Vain Khesamesim. See, there's no reward and there's no Khesamesim. You see, this tongue is being gone and there will be no Khesamesim. The Shaimim, a third explanation why he went bad. Boy, when his mother was pregnant with him, she was passing next to the Zara, and she smelled what they cooked over there. And that smell went into her body like a venom of a snake. So the Avodah Zarah went into her and caused her son to really be noite, to go to do kfira and to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So three explanations why Acher went bad that the Gemara brings over here. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Yud.